All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Mike Power. He's the CEO of Silver Range Resources. And Mike, welcome back. Great to see you again.
Great to see you, Steve. Thanks.
Exciting news release out from the company talking about a project which is very interesting because it's called Sand Springs, and it came to you in kind of a pretty unique way from an old friend of yours and a bit of a legend in the mining industry.
Yeah. Dick Reed used to be chief geologist for Newmont. Everyone in Nevada knows him. We were very fortunate to be able to work with him on our technical advisory committee. And he came to me a year or so ago, and he said, listen, we should really look at Sand Springs. I said, well, I'd never heard of it. What the story was that a much younger Dick Reed, working for Pegasus Gold, was sent in there with a drill and told to quickly prospect by drilling this project just near the Sand Springs station on Highway 50. It's an old Pony Express station, and just up in the hills beside it was this showing. And when he went in there, he actually found a guy high grading, and he bought the mill the guy was using. He had a little hand mill, and he still got it at home. But he liked the property, and they said, listen, look at it, drill it, move on. And he drilled 13 holes, and three of them hit nicely. And then they told him leave. And he said, wait a minute, look, like, this is a good project. He's kind of surprised that they never followed up on it. And so he brought it back to my attention, 30 years odd later, and said, listen, we should really have a look at this. And that's how I heard about it. And that's how Silver Range staked it. And Dick did a lot of the work on the project this summer. So it's okay. That's the backstory on it. It's
You've done a lot of work in the summer. A lot of work was done, airborne geophysical work, mapping, sampling, all that kind of stuff. So what do you see in there?
Well, what it is it's basically all the mineralization is in the lower Mesozoic. There's a little bit of tertiary cover rocks, and there's an intrusion, a granodiorite intrusion, and around it is gold, copper, skarn. It's pretty similar to the Fortitude deposit that Newmont's worked on near Battle Mountain, at least in terms of its setting and the style of mineralization. Combining the geology, the sampling, poking around some of the underground workings and the aeromag survey, we got a pretty good picture of what the subsurface geology looks like. And we believe what we're seeing there is there's an intrusion coming up. It's got a couple of arms around the two arms that come to surface is gold, copper, skarn mineralization in three settings. But there's additional mineralization in the north arm of the intrusion where there's a whole bunch of sheeted quartz tourmaline veins, and these constitute a second target. But the principal target is gold, copper, skarn. It's in the limestone at surface. It's this kind of brown, gungy looking stuff. But in drill holes, there was pyrite, chalcopyrite intercepted, and gold up to 3 meters at 4.8 grams. And we pulled a meter and a half at 10 grams sampling across some gossan at surface. So we know there's gold there. Copper is good. We've got grabs up to 3.5% copper, and it's fairly widespread. So there's lots of cool places to go look for gold at Sand Springs.
Yeah. And so you feel comfortable that you want to drill test some of these targets?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can walk on that property and stand and look at some of the hills, and you'll see a capping aquitard, impermeable rock sitting on the limestone. Underneath in the limestone, you see a bunch of old timers workings where they were high grading away. And there's a lot of this stuff. So you can imagine, you know, just sitting back there and poking holes in this where it dips down under that cap. But there might be a lot of gold around there. And we aren't the only people that thought that. I mean, Miranda Gold looked at it, Newcrest and others. It's just that it hasn't been drilled since the early 90s. So it's ripe for another look, and we think we have it nicely set up.
All right. So that's planned for next year?
God willing. We're out there. We'll try and see if we can find a partner who's willing to drill, because it really is the next step. Hopefully we can see what's going on at Sand Springs.
All right. We'll do that. Mike, thanks so much. A really great backstory, and interested to follow this story as well, see how this all turns out. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much. So long.
All right. There's Mike Power, the CEO of Silver Range Resources.